Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Kima Ream, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves.
10:05 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's a beautiful Friday morning. Happy Friday to everyone. And we have Stefan Schmidt joining us. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning. And good morning, Pensacola. I just looked at the weather forecast for the weekend. It does look great for the weekend. A little chilly tomorrow, but Sunday looks great. The sunshine's going to shine all weekend, it looks like. So get out there in your boat and enjoy the weekend, that's for sure. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can also text any questions you may have. Call or text us at 850-437-1620. Questions, comments, maybe you have interested in buying a boat. Maybe you're interested in school, whether it's my program or other programs. I'm more than happy to help you out as far as that goes also. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine, your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury products. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, Yamaha product, and they have trained technicians that can provide top-notch service and repair. They have several of my students that have already graduated working out there, and it's just great to see that. I guess I have probably 60% of the Key Marine staff is going to be my students, previous students that have gone through my program and co-opt out at Key Marine, and they continue to work there. So that's just great. I know that Key Marine is going through a little bit of expansion out there. They're increasing their service area, so that's going to help them also. They got a lot of things going on out at Key Marine. But check them out, 850-492-0487, and then call us if you have any questions, 850-437-1620. I'm the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. You can check out Georgetown at 2400 Long Lake Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgetownecollege.edu. You can also call them at 850-941-6200. I highly recommend that you go to the website or go by the school to talk to our counselors. They have a great chat feature on the website. You can go to that chat feature, and they can talk to you about registering for school or answer any kind of questions you may have. They have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So go to that chat feature or go by the school and talk to our counselors, and they will guide you every step of the way. So you may even get to go to school for free, because I know there's been some scholarships that are coming out. Students are getting some money here and there. And it helps the students when they get ready to buy tools and things like that or pay for their tuition. It's just a great opportunity out at Georgetown, that's for sure. So, again, the phone number 850-437-1620. If you want to call or text me, I'm more than happy to answer those questions for you. So, you know, I always get into talking about the week at school. I like to talk about what we do around the school and as far as in my classroom is concerned and what my students are up to. And I've been thinking a lot about this. I've got a solid class right now. My students are very engaged. They're learning things every single day. And it's just, it makes it so much fun when they're learning and when they're engaged. So I really enjoy that, the fact that they're learning so much while they're at school. I've got some interesting stuff happening right now. What we're doing a lot of times is as dealerships and employers reach out to me for technicians or entry-level technicians, people coming out of the school, a lot of times I don't have anybody available to fill a position that would either be a co-op position or a actual position where the student has graduated, because we're placing students that quickly as they come out of my class. So right now I have a very class that is I don't use the word green. They're coming into the program. Some of them are just a few months into the program. Some are 6 months or so. Some of them are getting to a point where I'm able to start getting ready to look at co-oping and working on that right now. So we're watching their numbers as far as hours in the class and making sure that they're learning and doing the right things in class to make them eligible for our co-op program. So we're looking at that also. But what's really happening is really interesting to me is that this year we have placed more students in part-time positions with dealerships around our area than ever before. And what's happening is that the dealerships, they need help. They need technicians because the marine industry is so busy and strong right now that they're actually working with me to place students at their locations to work part-time and to go to school full-time. So it's a great opportunity for the students. It's a great opportunity for the dealerships because the students can get their foot in the door and they start to see how a shop operates and they start to get their hands on some boats and things like that. And it's just exciting to have that happen. I work very hard to communicate with dealerships and to work with my students and to make these things happen. It's a constant conversation that I have with my class and with dealerships and independents that are looking for employees. So Monday, I'm proud to say that we have three students that are starting part-time jobs on Monday, and then we'll continue going to school full-time and working part-time at this is going to be at two different locations. So I want to tell you a little story. I guess I can talk about this. I have two students that drive an hour and a half to school every day. They're two brothers. They found out about the program. They did some research, and apparently we have Google reviews out there that talk good about my program and our school and things like that, and that's kind of what they were going off of, and they contacted the school, and they contacted me, and they actually drive every day an hour and a half to school. So with that ability for them to both drive together, I've been working really hard to place both students at one location, which it's not easy to do that because a lot of times if you have a person that is working for you that really doesn't understand how a shop works, or they may be, you know, they don't have the technical experience that the shop, you know, would like an employee to have. And the way I do things, I have the shop work with my students and put them under wings of senior techs and things like that. So it was very difficult for me to place two students at one location at the same time. But I finally had a place that reached out to me over in toward the Destin area, somewhere over there. And they actually hired those two students part-time and are allowing them to come to school full-time. So they'll work from 8 o'clock until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, drive to school and for the 4 days we're in school, and then work full-time on Fridays also. So it's just great opportunities that we're having out there with people that are looking for good, reliable employees. We do that at our school. We help our students to become reliable employees because that's, or at least in my program, I know that's how I run my class. I run it like I look at students as employees in that grading type application when I look at students. So it's really helping. And then again, if they're doing a part-time position, they still have to have my recommendation to do that. Of course, they could do it on their own, but likely, you know, not likely that a place will hire them unless I say, hey, this student's going to work out well. And it just excites me to see this. And I told my class last night that how proud I am of them for working so hard and doing what they need to do to get out into the industry and start working in the field. So it's a lot of excitement in there. And I want my listeners to know that when you come into my class, it is there's a lot of excitement and positive attitudes, and people are excited about coming to the Marine Service class at Georgetown Technical College. So it's just a great time for us right now. I am looking toward summer school. We're looking at that also as I get ready to. It's already April. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Already April. And we're getting ready to move toward the summer school time. it May will go so fast, and then next thing we know, we're into June, and now we look at summer school. So we do a daytime summer school class. It's a partial hourly thing that we do. So we'll work be 4 days a week. The students will be there from 8 to 12 during the daytime rather than a night program. We do that for 4 weeks in June, 2 weeks in July, and it helps keep my students engaged. So now I'm having to think about how I'm doing this with my part-time students, and I'm trying to work the numbers, and I'm hoping I'm not shooting myself in the foot, but if I do, that's just the way it is, right? We're just going to put them to work, meet their goals, and make them the technicians that they need to be. So here I have another question coming in. It says, will there be spots for the Marine Department in summer school? Okay. That's a great question. And right now I'm looking at my numbers. I didn't have anybody come in for the month of April. We just didn't have any openings. So I'm looking at summer school. And the way that works is we're going to look at May when May comes around and try to figure out if I have openings in May, and then make recommendations to try to enroll you in May and then move you into summer school. So if you're interested, this person that's sending a question here, if you're interested in doing summer school or getting into our school for training, I highly recommend that you go to that chat feature and start the process, or go by school and start the process and get on the waiting list, because the waiting list is what we have to have you already ready to go and get you on a waiting list. So if you're interested in coming through and doing the summer school, you also have to continue through with the regular school as well. So it's not a, just to clarify, not a summer school session only. It's for continuing your education in my class. So if you're interested in that, definitely hit that chat feature. Definitely set up something where you can come by and talk to me. I'm more than happy to set up an appointment with you. I can talk to you on the phone. So whoever sent this question out, get in contact with me. Let's talk about it and let's see what we do. I have a lot of people that call me and email me and ask me about school, and we talk about the waiting list. And what happens if you don't get on that waiting list? You're not waiting, and there could be an opening, because if we call or try to contact somebody and they don't answer the phone within 24 hours, we move on to the next person. So the waiting list could be 5-6 long, and you may be third in line, and we call the first two people and they don't reply back. That drops them down the waiting list, and then so you may end up in number one position. So great question. Again, if you need me to clarify, give me a shout. My phone number is on the website. You can go to the faculty page. My phone number, my cell number is on there. More than welcome to take your call on there also. So great question. All right, so we got the three part-time students starting on Monday. Now, I got an email this morning. This is pretty cool, okay? I have a dealership that was requesting a part-time person a couple weeks ago. So I had a student apply for the job, and the job position was basically boat washer helper, a person that's going to wash boats and help. Now, sometimes my students, they kind of go, oh, I don't want to be a boat washer. I'm not a boat washer. You know, that kind of situation where you're going in as an very entry level person. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I tell my students, I say, okay, you're going to go in as a boat washer helper, but you're around these technicians. You're around these boats. And they're always going to need a hand with certain things. They're going to need more than one person doing a job on a boat, probably. And then you're going to be there, and you're going to make yourself available as a boat washer, as a helper, to do that task. So some of the students, you know, they kind of back away from it. And then when I talk to them about that, and I have an example here that's going to help me in the future to help students understand that sometimes you just have to go in at that low entry level position to move up in a job.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Across in life.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't understand that, Jenna. People, you know, I think it's a mentality of younger people today
that
believe they should be set right ahead of everybody else.
The entitlement mentality, because I've cleaned several gross things in my life. So you start from the bottom and you work your way up. Sometimes it just happens like that.
Exactly. And I believe that makes you more well-rounded, right?
Right. Absolutely.
It gives understanding you a little bit more, everything.
Yes, compassion, technique, empathy, all across the board, it can benefit your life.
Definitely. I started scraping boats. I mean, seriously, that's what I did. I scraped the bottom of the boat, laying on my back in dirt, scraping boats. That's where I started in this industry. Mm. Although I have some mechanical background, that's where they started me. Right. And I didn't complain. I did it, and I kept moving forward. And that's what I try to teach my students, that kind of, mental process of gaining employment. So here's the good news with this. So I got the email this morning, and the dealership said, call me, right? So I'm like, okay.
Right.
So I call him this morning, and I said, what's up? And he says, I need a boat washer, right? And my first words out of my mouth were, I thought I sent you a boat washer. And he goes, oh, he's doing so well. Working on boats with my other technicians, I put him with this other tech, and he's helping. And now the person that I sent over there, just in a matter of a few weeks, has showed his true colors of wanting to work hard and wanting to learn. So now they're wanting another person to wash the boats, to fill the position that I recently filled. A student that was going to be a boat washer and helper is now doing more tech type work than boat
washer.
There you go. Isn't that great?
Yes. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
And then also it shows if later on, let's say that guy becomes a boss or a manager or whatever, a supervisor, somebody can't do a job or he has to fill in, he's not beneath it. And it just shows to the world you're willing to get your hands dirty and, meet people where they're at and be able to do the job that needs to be done.
Exactly. And you learn all aspects of this industry by doing those kind of things. And it's just a wonderful thing to have that happen. And, I just think that's such a great story. And I'm going to use that in learning lessons in my classroom. And that's for sure. I'm going to let students know this is how you do it. You're not always going to walk into a position that's going to put you turning wrenches right away. And it's just a great, great story. Again, this is a call-in show. You're listening to Boat Smart. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Call or text me the question. You can call and I can answer on the phone, or you can text the question and I'm more happy to answer those questions also. So give us a call, text us, 850-437-1620. So I was working with my students this week, and all my listeners know, and you know by now, that my students are spread out from in my class from sometimes 2 weeks to 2 months to several months or getting ready to co-op. So we were working on tools this week. I teach students about tools, basic hand tools, those kind of things. And then we move up into precision measuring tools and torque wrenches and things like that. You would probably be surprised the amount of students that come through my class that's never had a wrench in their hand. And yeah, and they don't understand the basics of tools. So I work them all the way through that. Now, sometimes I get students through that have a good understanding of tools. I still run them through the tool section, and they still learn a few things as we go through. And some of the stuff is how to use the tools, that kind of thing, how to use them properly or something like that. So I went through, I believe it was on Monday evening, after 6 o'clock, I went through the tools with these two students. And we were getting later into the evening, and it was getting ready to, about an hour before class started. I didn't really have enough time to go into another section, which was going to be precision measuring. We were planning on starting that the next day. So I told these students to go ahead and study, do whatever you need to do, and, this is your time so you can get caught up on your paperwork, whatever. So I kind of go check on some other students and walk around the shop, and I come back. And these two new students that's been in my class for a short period of time have two senior students around a workbench with two toolboxes opened up that these two senior students own. So I've got new students working with senior students who have already purchased tools, and they were laying their tools out and talking to my new students about the tools that they have purchased and how these tools are helping them learn and to where to buy tools, what kind of tools you need, and those kind of things. And it was a wide variety of brands and things like that, different tools. And so I sat there and I actually stopped what I was doing and sit there and listen to my senior students talk to the students that have been in there for a short period of time. And I found it very interesting that my senior students wanted to help my new students understand this tool purchasing and how important it is, what types of tools to buy, what not to buy, those kind of things. And it was just great to sit back and watch them talk about tools and how they work and things like that. And a lot of our tool manufacturers like Snap-on and, there's so many of them, Mac Tools, different ones out there, even different tool locations online that have decent quality tools offer student discounts. So if you're in my class and you get into one of those tool areas like Snap-on and Mac Tools, a lot of those places offer 50% discount for students as long as they're enrolled in my class. And these students were telling my new students about that, and they were talking to them about the tools and what they do and why they bought this certain tool and how it works. And it's pretty neat to see their eyes light up, because as a technician myself, we get on the tool truck and it's like walking into a candy store. You walk in there and you see all these tools on a tool truck and you want to, buy all the candy, right?
I mean, I guess so. In my case, it would be a shoe store. So
right, a shoe store. Same kind of principle, of course. So you can't have too many shoes. You can't have too many tools, right?
There you go. There's the compromise. Exactly. We make that compromise in our house.
Right. So these students are starting to understand how when they purchase tools, they're investing in themselves. So for my listeners, you're listening here, understand that when you come into my class, you not only have the tuition that you pay, you not only have the books that you purchase, you need to start thinking down the line of the tools that you're going to purchase. And that, when you look at that, don't look at it as a debt kind of thing. Look at it as an investment. So when you start purchasing tools, it becomes an investment rather than a debt, because your tools make you money. You buy the right tools, the proper tools to work on these engines and things like that, and the good quality tools, they make money for you as a technician, and they help you to not damage engines and things like that. Some of these motors we work on are $40,000, $50,000 a piece, even more than that, so upwards of $70,000 a piece just for the engine. And if you're working on this stuff with tools that are not of good quality, you can damage these engines. So we teach that in our class also as they go through the training process. But, again, it's been a good week for us. And watching these students move forward, watching these students teach each other. I had students teaching other students ignition at my ignition station. They brought some other students over there. And we're teaching them ignition and things like that. And when that happens in a classroom, I just think we can't be beat. I think it makes for a great atmosphere. I think when you have students teaching students, you just can't beat that. It makes for a good time, and it makes for a great atmosphere. And people are learning over there at the Marine Service Technology class at Georgetown Technical College. What more can I say, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, I know what I do have to say. I got a minute left.
Right.
So I have to say thank you. Yep. I have to say thank you to Key Marine Center. And Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha or Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all your repowers. So check them out. They're expanding their shop. Great stuff happening over at Key Marine. Go by and see them. Check them out on Facebook. They've got all kinds of stuff going on over. They can even come to you to service your boat on location. And we talked about that a few weeks ago. So you can do that also. So I want to thank my listeners. We want to see you next Friday again, or at least talk to you next Friday. and we'll continue to do this. So thank you for listening.